Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
6 months ago, the United Nations brokered a truce between the warring parties in Yemen. The truce resulted in the longest period of relative calm since the current conflict began 8 years ago, decreasing casualties by 60%. It enabled over 29,000 Yemenis to seek medical care and reunite with loved ones abroad via commercial flights from Sana'a's airport, and allowed 5 times more fuel via the ports on the Red Sea, facilitating the delivery of much-needed supplies. However, the truce expired on October 2nd, and the Houthis have rebuffed attempts by the United Nations to extend and expand these benefits for the people of Yemen. Yemen is diverting from the path to peace due to Houthi inflexibility, who failed to accept the UN-mediated truce proposal, said Deputy U.S. Representative to the United Nations, Richard Mills.
It is the Houthis who must take action to prevent further suffering and enable even greater benefits for Yemenis under an expanded truce agreement. They have a moral responsibility not to deprive Yemenis of these benefits, including salary payments for nurses and teachers, and tens of thousands of other civil servants who have not been paid in years.
Nonetheless, the United States is encouraged that the parties largely continue to abide by the terms of the truce, and that the UN-led negotiations are continuing, said Ambassador Mills.
At a time of global turmoil and division, there is a remarkable international consensus in support of the UN truce. There is no military solution to the conflict in Yemen. An inclusive, durable peace agreement remains the only option to prevent more suffering for Yemenis, a resurgence in civilian deaths, and a deeper humanitarian crisis.
We hope the Houthis do not reject the pleas of the Yemeni people for peace and ignore the international consensus to extend the truce. Rather, we urge them to engage in good faith negotiations to ensure an inclusive, durable peace in Yemen, said Ambassador Mills.
The Houthis have a historic decision to make, one that will be remembered for generations to come. Did they, when they had the chance, choose peace and prosperity for their people? Or did they choose to continue a cycle of pointless destruction, relentless violence, and economic deprivation that has plagued Yemen for the last 8 years?
We stand ready with the rest of the international community to support Yemen's path to an inclusive, durable peace settlement and subsequent recovery efforts, said Ambassador Mills, but is up to the Yemeni parties, and specifically the Houthis, to choose peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.